This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't often bring up this subject, but we want to talk about bridezillas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're a real thing, and I think we as a society are the reason they exist.
What do you mean?
Because we just constantly say, it's your day.
Oh.
It's your day. You get to do, you can't tell, like, if you told Leo all damn day, this is your day, do you think he would be loving and generous and kind, or by 11:15 would he be a card-carrying tyrant?
The second one, yeah.
Yes.
I would try to go to the bathroom or something. You'd be like, that's my day.
Right.
I didn't say you could do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
He'd be like, bring me the brown lobster. It amuses me. That's just what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we've created women who believe that they can, you just do. Even the guys are wimps around them.
Well, and that's, okay, so that's obviously never been married, but like that's one thing that really just grosses me out is everything is so focused on the bride. The husband is there.
I know.
The significant other, whoever.
Yeah.
There are two people.
Correct.
Involved.
Correct.
You can't just pick one.
Was I there?
Did you get to choose anything at your wedding? And I don't even think your wife is a diva.
No. Well, and also I just, it's her day. So it didn't even really cross my mind to like put my foot down on some, whoa.
Not even put your foot down, but like, did you have a say in what colors?
Yeah, when she said cornflower, you're like, oh, okay.
No, not her dresses, but we changed the tux. We were going to do gray, and then I ended up doing navy.
Because you insisted?
Yeah, I liked it. I saw somebody with a navy suit and the brown shoes, and I was like, ooh, I like that.
Mm.
That won't be trendy. So we did it.
I saw this one, like we were looking up bridezilla stories, or Aaron was actually, to like, there was this woman, the father of the groom had... not a baby, little heart, not one of the little, like, ugh, could be acid reflux, had a massive heart attack at the wedding.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
What's your first instinct right now? Shut it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get help. Call 911.
Yes.
Get some. Yeah.
Ambulance comes, the whole thing. Groom wants to get in the ambulance with the dad. She's like, no, it's our wedding. Stay. If you go with your dad, you're going to
ruin my
night.
What?
Stay here so that you don't ruin my night.
Bring the priest back in.
Yes.
Tear up
annulment
the... yeah.
Immediately.
Mm.
I mean...
Yeah, that's excessive.
When I was... My first marriage, my wife, my first wife, was... I mean, she's beautiful. And she was of that age where she was in probably 10 weddings a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't under, like, women would be, they, you're so, it's like.
You can't be prettier than the bride.
100%.
Ridiculous.
Percent. Mm.
I don't have to worry about that.
No wonder I've only been in 2 weddings.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you calling yourself pretty or ugly? I think that's pretty.
Yes. But yeah, I'm also saying
I was going ugly. I was saying I'm ugly.
Yeah, you're in a lot of
we're the Spider-Man meme right now.
No, but like they would do purposely go, hey, show up early and get your hair done. And they would do terrible things to her hair so she looked like crap.
What?
Or she had like
that's
a foot
diabolical.
Tattoo. And like they would be like, oh, for the photos, we want to cover up your tattoo. And she's like, well, how am I going to do that? And they would put like a massive bandage over it.
Okay. That's worse than having.
Yeah. Is it not? It looks like you've got gangrene in my wedding photos. Yeah. Like, yeah, as opposed to having a sun
like
on your foot.
Like a giant Ace bandage. Yes. Just God.
It's yeah. so stupid.
They do that on TV shows when they put the black tape over somebody's like the logo on their hat. It's like I would have never thought about the logo on the hat, and now I'm dying to know what's under it.
And I'm trying to like slow-moing it, trying to look at the relief pattern to figure out what it is.
Now I'm zooming in on a foot on the wedding photos.
Okay, so if you're willing to admit that you were a diva, we want to talk to you, but it's more than likely going to be people who were a bridesmaid or a wedding planner or a priest.
People in your wake.
Yes. If you've been the victim of a bridezilla, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423, or you can text in to 51059.
There's a lot of like making people sign contracts of how much of the gift you're going to bring, like, hey, you're in the wedding.
Are you serious?
But yeah, like, there's one couple they made that everyone was obligated to give them a gift over $500. They made them sign, like, a legally binding contract.
I'm not going to the wedding at all. I'm not even going to be a part of it.
You'll hear from my lawyers.
I didn't sign the contract.
Oh, my God. Put this bandage on your face. I saw another one, and I've been a part of this. I remember somebody, this woman wanted to have her wedding, and she went to her maid of honor, and she was like, the wedding is such and such date. And she's like, that's the exact date my brother's getting married, so.
Like, I have to be at my brother's.
You're
my
best friend, but that's my brother. I have to go to that wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And she hemmed and hawed and did the whole thing, and then eventually she's like, okay, great. I'm having it on your birthday instead.
Oh my God.
Despite her?
I don't know.
Why?
This is.
Wow. Yeah. What? It's her day, I guess.
The other thing that I've seen, to Aaron's point of like, you have to be the prettiest one. This was another thing. They made sure at one wedding my ex-wife was at, like she had this form-fitting white, beautiful gown. And then we all went
together. Wait, the bride did?
The bride did.
Okay.
And like I said, my ex-wife.
Stunning.
Smoke show. Both of my ex-wives, super hot. So I remember the day we all went to David's Bridal to pick out bridesmaid dresses, and she had picked out one. My ex comes out in that dress, and she's like, no way. And made them all buy those, whatever is that thing that like,
just like super...
Yep, hits you under the boob with elastic and then goes, puh, looks like a gunny sack. Like they just tied elastic around a sack of potatoes and made her wear that. So she would be hotter at the wedding.
I was described a lot in the same way at my wedding day. Like, look, a sack of potatoes.
All right. If you are a bridezilla or you want to rat one out, we want to hear your worst bridezilla stories. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about bridezillas, and I should probably stop talking about my ex-wives and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they're both on the phone.
Oh, boy.
I did see a text, though. Someone said that it's not the brides most of the time, but it's the mother-in-law, or the mother of the bride, sorry.
Yeah, but she empowers the bride even more to be... Like, I'm telling you, I've witnessed
it. Oh, of course, there's still bridezillas, but when you get that...
But then it's a momzilla, too. Bridezilla's momzilla.
The double zilla.
Yeah. Well, I would take a groomzilla store if anyone's got one.
Nobody's, because grooms are tame. We're just docile.
They're not allowed.
Yeah. We're just hoping that we get some
That's
action
terrible.
Later that night.
There was one, they said that the bartenders who made all their tips throughout the ceremony or the reception,
yeah.
the bride was like, well, that's our money.
Stop.
Like, you're working at our wedding, we get your tips.
What?
Yeah.
And oh my God.
You're not pouring drinks?
No, it was like the dollar dance or something where it's like, no, that's it's a fund for us. And threw a fit, apparently. Which the bartenders are not giving up their tips.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we want to talk to Bridezillas. Anna?
Yay.
Bridezilla, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I was a bridesmaid in a wedding last year. And the morning of the wedding, the bride panicked and made all of us bridesmaids go and get spray tans because she thought we looked too pale. And
hold on, she needed you to like match, like you can't be, you're okay.
She had us in pale pink. It was her fault for putting us people in like light pink dresses. That was on her, but she thought we didn't look good enough in the dresses. So
yeah,
we
but
had
then
all
aren't you pink and orange?
It wasn't, we were orange, but she was very specific about the color, and we had to all match each other, but we had to be a little lighter than her.
Okay. So was she Latina? Like, did she stand there and, like, they spray you a little and out and you're like...
Yeah. Another round.
Okay. Well, and you all did it?
What are we going to do? She's the bride. Yeah, we just...
What do you mean, what are you going to do?
Car.
You say no. Like, you literally look at her and go, this is...
No.
What?
We just went along. She's like, get in the car. We got to go. We got to run a last-minute errand. I was like, what? But we all got in a big old like, SUV, went to the spray tan salon, and stayed there. Like,
I don't know what
like,
to tell you, but like...
Pushing up the pictures.
Only on your wedding day, you just get to do what... You get to come in and be like, gross, you're all so pale. Ugh.
You all need to have nose piercings and eyebrow piercings and a tattoo of a hawk eating a snake on your forehead. Yeah. Like, no! You
and last
just...
second, too. Like, we had time to maybe figure this out before, but she decided to do it morning up, like crack of dawn.
Wow.
Aaron's just like, seems to be okay with it.
No, because I can't imagine being the pasty girl that I am, the ginger. I would leave.
Another round.
Yeah.
She ain't done yet.
Like me.
Yeah, you're not still friends with this bee, right?
No, we're friends. We're friends. We just took a little space.
I'm guessing you hope she doesn't listen to this show then.
Through thick and thin, through tan and pale.
Thank you for the call, Anna. Donna?
Yai.
Bridezilla, what happened to you?
Oh, so I was in my best friend's wedding, and she happens to be, her style's very goth. She's always been that way since we were in high school. Mm-hmm. We go way back. Okay. And so for her wedding, she wanted it to be as close to Halloween as possible.
Cool.
And
not cool.
Yeah, it is.
If there's candy, it's cool.
Trick or treat.
Exactly. But she wanted it to be as kind of witchy vibes as possible. So she wanted all of us bridesmaids to help her with the writing of invitations. But she wanted us to do it in calligraphy.
Oh.
Okay.
So she taught us all calligraphy, which is very
That's an
difficult.
Art.
I do dig that.
Yeah.
You dig? I got to take a class to be in this wedding.
No, I mean you've told me recently some of your YouTube loops that I'm so glad I'm not down in, but I have a calligraphy loop that I'm in.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh my God, it's like watching somebody like pour concrete correctly or whatever. You're just like,
oh, it's beautiful.
And they're like, and all of a sudden it's a big fat line down to a like, wee.
Yeah.
I like it too. I like watching it. I wouldn't like doing it. And usually in those videos, because I get in that loop too, they do one letter. This is a whole invitation.
Okay.
You can't just
yeah.
put like,
exactly.
so W.
Still.
Had to do the return addresses as well as the guest addresses, and our hands were just like cramping so bad. And we had to even.
But
use,
you have
like,
a skill now. Thing. You're welcome.
but the bride is like grading them and like, all right, as everyone, let's see everyone's cues.
No,
like, how are they
she
looking?
Didn't say that. I'm just really grateful because, like, my imagination, because we're thinking about Bridezillas, and you said she's a witch. Mm-hmm. She's kind of into the goth thing. I was like, you all learn calligraphy, and then she shows up with like vials of blood.
Oh,
oh wow!
And like, let's write our image. Like, Tom and I, we've just been pooling our blood. Like, do the whole Angelina and Billy Bob. Remember yeah. they used to walk around with like
they did
vials?
Not.
They had vials of blood. Each one mm-hmm. of them had a vial of the other's blood around their neck.
I do, yeah, I do remember
yeah,
that. Yeah,
it's like,
or they show up with an empty vial. And you're like, all right,
time to fill up
blood
yes!
from everyone.
We want this to be a personalized wedding.
Oh man,
you're welcome, Donna. Look how much worse she could have been.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.